But we're going to cover some stuff here today. At current events, there's some really, really interesting things going on that, of course, are not at all being covered the way they should be. And then we'll get into the other information. So I also want to give a shout out to Solar Warden, to the White Hat Military Alliance worldwide, and to, of course, our Space Force. Our friends at Space Force, thank you for watching our backs, all of us, and doing what you do every single day. Men and women of Space Force, we appreciate you, as well as those of Space Command. We know you're awfully busy because there is so much going on in the background, which most folks don't have any idea about. I want to touch on some things here that are important regarding the economy and the banking system and currencies. Because we're in this place where the dominoes are beginning to fall. Now, there are many people, many truthers, speakers out there saying, okay, the storm is here. You know, technically we've been in the storm. The worst of it is here, or is knocking on our door. But I want to take a couple steps back to Credit Suisse, because there's some really interesting parallels of things that are going on. It might interest you folks to know, for those of you who don't know, that the only thing that has been keeping the entire Western banking system alive is the laundering of drug money. Human trafficking money. That's basically it. Because all the real wealth never really existed. Okay? It was all digital. And what's really interesting is that it turns out some of the information that's coming out is that Credit Suisse in Switzerland was laundering $50 billion a month of cartel money. Well, something happened and the money didn't show up. The money was blocked. The money was delayed. And Credit Suisse failed. Now they've been trying to do the merger with UBS. UBS is predominantly a wealth management. They don't do cartel monies. They don't do laundering of money. It's not that they're lily white, but they're a hell of a lot cleaner than Credit Suisse was. Now, what's really interesting is that at the exact same time this $50 billion didn't show up in Credit Suisse, $40 billion was taken out of Silicon Valley Bank in Northern California, cartel money.